Kristen Osborne is a special education teacher at Fletcher's Creek Senior Public School in Brampton. Gail Bannister-Clark is the Peel Chapter President of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. And they both join us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kristen, we'll start with you. Why do you want to be teaching virtually right now?
Well, I think one of the questions that come up is, why are we doing what we're doing right now in Peel? I've had a lot of colleagues even talk to me about the different things that are happening in terms of now we're wearing a shield, now we're wearing or goggles. And there's a lot of things that are happening fairly quickly that I feel that we don't, there's a lack of communication.
So let's talk about then what that's, take me through what your typical day is like. What is it like for a teacher right now in your school?
Well, we have a process. So prior to coming into school, you have to do a self-assessment on the website. So you have to do a self-assessment. You have to wear your mask, obviously, all the time. You enter at the front entrance only. So one entrance, this is my particular school. And then you sanitize, and then you have to show one of the office staff the check mark, as we call it, the green check mark. And then you proceed to your classroom. I personally, I'm in an office, a small office. So I sanitize myself every morning, the room. Mm-hmm. And then I put on the required PPE that is mandatory.
Now, you started to mention the PPE you're wearing because it's more than just the mask. You're wearing goggles as well?
Yeah, so we were, an email was sent last week, I believe on the 14th, saying that you had to wear a shield, and if you wanted to wear goggles, then that was also an option. So that is what you're required to wear along with the mask at all times.
How do you feel when you're at school?
Depending on the day, I mean, I find that all of my colleagues are following all the rules. What I think bothers me and makes me a little bit nervous is what's happening quickly and not being given information as to why. Mm-hmm. So why now the goggles? Why now the mandatory shields? You know, as opposed to last week we weren't. So again, those answers need to be answered, and I don't feel that I've gotten those answers.
Without those answers, like, do you feel safe when you're at school right now?
Personally, I've taken sort of my health into my own hands. Every 2 weeks, I get a COVID test that I do myself. And I also make sure that I follow all the necessarily health and safety protocols. But I feel that as time goes on, what's next, right? Mm-hmm. What's next? What are next are we going to be required to do in order to keep ourselves safe? And the other thing is that if I'm required to wear a mask or a shield and goggles, mm-hmm. how come the students aren't wearing them? The students are wearing the masks because that's mandatory. But how come they're not wearing the goggles and the shields? That's my question. I don't have that answer. I have not been given that answer.
We've been talking a lot about protection and safety here, but I do wonder, with the added procedural steps for you and the PPE, how does it impact your job and your ability to teach?
So for me, I have a job where I support students in special education, so either in our small special education classes or one-to-one or two-on-one in that setting. And it's been difficult. You know, we've got students who are ESL students, so already my mouth is covered. Now I've got a shield or goggles on, and it's extremely hard to communicate with students. It's extremely hard to communicate with staff. And I had one student ask me when I was wearing the goggles last week, "Miss, are you going swimming?" Right? Because that's what they look like. Yeah. They look like swimming goggles. Hmm. And that's what I had posted on Twitter.
Now Gail, you're hearing all of this. From what you're hearing from your membership, how unique is Kristen's experience?
It's not unique at all. I'm hearing what Kristen is saying. I'm hearing from many members. And, you know, I just want to make it clear that educators understand the need for additional safety measures like goggles and face shields to reduce transmission. You know, the question remains, though, about the other measures that aren't in place you know, like the classrooms with 20 or more students who are unable to physically distance, you know, and nothing is being done about that.
Kristen was saying that a lot of this is about the communication and making sense of the decisions that are being made. What would you say to parents who want their kids to stay in school and out of the house, who are listening to this push to have schooling done virtually until mid-April?
Well, I think everyone wants to be in school. We just want to be in school safely. And, you know, currently classroom closures are very sporadic. Daily classrooms are being closed because of an outbreak and students needing to isolate. And when a student needs to isolate, their siblings also have to isolate. So this is creating a lot of havoc in our schools. And currently parents can't plan for those closures and when they're directed to isolate. I think, you know, closing the schools as the board asked the provincial government to do, would help with that so that it wouldn't be sporadic and parents could actually plan for a closure.
Now, I know that the indication thus far has been that schools wouldn't close down until mid-April, but Kristen, I mean, the province, what would your message be to the province, which is advising against closing Peel schools? What's your message to Minister of Education this morning?
I think my message from the Minister of Education and the Premier of Ontario has always been communication. Keep the communication open. Directly talk to the teachers. And I would also welcome them to actually come to a school and come into our classrooms with the proper PE and teach a class for a day and really see sort of what we're going through in a day in a life in a teacher. Because I don't think they fully understand what that is and what that feels like. So that's what I would say to them. Come to schools, come into the schools and see what the teachers have to deal with every single day.
Ismaila,
yes.
I would just add that, you know, Peel is in a hot spot. And, you know, we have to look at this as a regional issue. We are still in the gray lockdown zone, and the number of cases in the region is high. Educators should be vaccinated, and, you know, currently we're not even, you know, in line to be vaccinated next. And, you know, that needs to happen in order for us to do our job safely.
As well as vaccinations for teachers to help protect those in school, what else would you like to see implemented to protect students and teachers?
Well, I'd like to see the class sizes lowered so that we can ensure safety for the students so that they can physically distance. I'd like us also to have space for teachers to eat. Currently in our board, they're asking staff members to eat in their cars, and that has become a safety issue. And staff are already feeling isolated. So these are just some things that need to be considered.
Gail and Chris. Oh, yes, Kristen, you had something to add there.
Yeah, I just wanted to add in what Gail said in regards to class sizes and, staff feeling isolated. I think those are two really key important points, again, because I don't think that the public know that. So I think that's important when you walk into a classroom and you still have large class sizes, yet you're supposed to social distance, yet you're supposed to teach, yet then you have to wear a mask. There's a lot of different things that are happening within the classroom that can be quite frustrating for teachers. And I think that we really need to let the government know exactly what's happening in our classrooms.
Kristen and Gail, both of you, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kristen Osborne is a special education teacher at Fletcher's Creek Senior Public School in Brampton. Gail Bannister-Clark is the Peel Chapter President of the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. Metro Morning has requested an interview with Ontario's Minister of Education, Stephen Lecce. As of this morning, we have not received a response from his office.